The Durham Rescue Mission, as it so often does, helping people in many respects this time of year. It is the holiday season, and it also is supposed to snow at least a little bit, somewhat tonight, maybe a little bit more tomorrow. And it is going to get cold, that's for certain, with temperatures getting down to as low as 23 degrees by Monday night. And they're looking to help those who are unsheltered. Joining us now, the CEO of the Durham Rescue Mission, Rob Tart. Rob, how are you?
Doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm fine. So right now, you've got your standard white flag warning. It's the Operation Rescue Warm Shelter. What is it doing to help people?
Well, the Durham Rescue Mission is a low-barrier shelter, but there is some barriers to coming in. But during this kind of weather and what we call white flag, or what the Rescue Mission is traditionally called, warm shelter, we become a no-barrier shelter. Anybody comes in, anybody that, you know, we don't have any obligations for them whatsoever. Just come in, get in out of the weather, get something to eat, get some clothes, whatever you need, and we just want to make sure they're protected.
Typically, how many beds do you have in your facility?
On average, we're housing a little over 500 a night. But since we've been in this week, we've turned on this warm shelter white flag. We've had about 35-ish coming in every night for this service. But we're really putting a push on today because of the rain coming in. Because doesn't matter how cold it is, if you get wet, it can be really hard on the body. But this cold, even if it's not freezing, and this wet, it's going to be hard on a homeless person.
Now, how many teams has the organization sent out to find those out who are unsheltered right now?
We usually send out two teams at a time. A team, there'll be like three or four people on each team, and we send them out. We try to send them out in groups just to make it safe for everybody. It was two today.
So you also provide bags of hope to people. What are those?
Well, we leave those, really, we do those all winter long. It's just like a grocery bag of items that a homeless person who's living out in the elements might need. Most importantly, has information about the Rescue Mission, where they can find help. But we'll put in things like a water bottle, snack, socks, hand warmer. There's even an emergency blanket in there if we have them. And other little things like that, we just give them out. It's just a way that we can introduce ourselves to them. So many people come into the Triangle every year, every day, really, and they don't know about the Rescue Mission, but there's a lot of homeless people come to the Triangle trying to catch lightning in a bottle, start the new life over, whatever it is they're trying to do, but they find themselves in the elements. So we just want to make sure everybody knows that there's a place that they can go.
Yeah, and that's one of the things about being in this area. It is learning all the wonderful things that the Durham Rescue Mission can provide. And I know you have some things coming up for the holidays as we move on closer to Christmas too, right?
Oh, yeah. We're doing our traditional Christmas event. We're in the middle of a toy drive right now, trying to raise up toys for that. And we'll give away, 5,000-7,000 toys at Christmas time. Depends on how many we raise, though.
Yeah, it's always wonderful what the Durham Rescue Mission does for people here. Rob Tart joining us here today. Rob, thank you so much. We'll talk to you some more as we draw closer to the holidays here. And thanks for keeping so many people safe. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the call.